Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here on the 16th day of March. Yesterday was the Ides of March, if any of you are Shakespearean, you'll remember that. We are now in Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8 in the NIV, New International Version. It says this: At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath. He answered, Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I look at this passage and I think of legalism. I think of trying to judge people based on little rules that we create, and keeping people away from you based on these rules that we have created that we think are about you, but really are about us and about control. And I see that in the story with the Pharisees. They are right when they say those things, but you say, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. You desire people to be merciful to one another. And if someone is hungry, they should eat. And that is providing mercy for them to eat. And they did not realize that the one who created the Sabbath was standing in front of them, which is just kind of crazy. And he, of course, reminded them, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And so, Lord, we thank you for this interchange to show us that it's actually what you're after is to love you and to love others. It's so very simple, but we have made it so very complicated. And would you please forgive us for that when we've made this into some sort of list of things to do and not to do, but no list ever saved a person. Only relationship saves. And so we instead want to pursue you in relationship. And in light of this, Lord, help us not to take light of the Sabbath. Help us not to just completely disregard it since you are the Lord of it. But since you're the Lord of the Sabbath, we also want to understand what it means to have that kind of rest, what it means to pull away. And you even demonstrated this in your life where you went to a quiet, lonely place into the wilderness to pray. You withdrew from people so that you could replenish with your Father. And Lord, we in this crazy, busy, social media hyped up world where we are wired 24/7 need a Sabbath more than anything else. We need a time of disconnection from devices, disconnection from work, disconnection from worry, disconnection from hurry. So Lord, show us this week what it means to truly, truly rest in you, to find rest for our souls. And all the striving that we have tried to do. Lord, we try to be good girls and good boys. We try to keep the list and make you happy. And then sometimes, at least in my life, Lord, I get prideful when I do the list, and I get condemning when I don't do the list. And that's not a very joyful way to live, and it's not walking by the Spirit. Your word says if we walk by the Spirit, we will not satisfy the desires of the flesh. And so, Lord, teach us today what it means to walk by the Spirit, not by the letter of the law, but by the living, breathing Holy Spirit that lives within us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Show us when we need to rest. Show us when we need to stop and look into the eyes of someone and tell them we love them. Show us when we need to encourage someone, whether verbally or physically or however it is that you want us to encourage them. Lord, we love you, and we're grateful for the way that you have caused our souls to rest. I believe it was Augustine who said, our souls are restless until we find our rest in you. And that is true, Lord. We truly choose today to find rest in you, to be set free from our labors, and to know that we are loved unconditionally at this moment, and our sins are forgiven, and we can walk with joy today. Would you grant that for us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. You're such a blessing to this podcast. Every single listener is a huge blessing to me. If you want to help bless the podcast back, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday for as little as a dollar a month. You can help keep the show on the air. So far, I've refrained from advertising, and I hope to continue to refrain from that because the patrons have taken care of the financial needs of this podcast. So thanks so much in advance, and I do pray that you have some rest today.